many times. White boys and their fucking shortcomings, man. It's pathetic. Like, it's pitiful to have to even remind you of this over and over and belittle more teensy little baby dick white boys. Like, you can hear the sound of my pussy slamming shut whenever I have to fucking even come near a gross little fucking white boy.
Women don't like you. Women do not like you.
Okay, white boy. Apologize to me and all black men. What for? For being white! I know you can't control it, but that doesn't matter. It still should be a crime. White boys with their puny puds and their overinflated egos and their disgusting existence are worse than a plague. So apologize. It's the right thing to do. Look at the wall! Don't look at me. You can do better than that, white boy. I know you're a stuttering pile of nerves around us, but I'm not. I never stutter. I say exactly what I mean every time I open my mouth. You don't. You stutter. You stammer. You fail so often at saying what you mean. I think it's a white boy symptom, a byproduct of your white inferiority. Black men say what they want. They don't beat around the bush. They ask. They take. That's called confidence. Look it up. Don't look at me! Look at the wall. That wall is realer than the women you get. Those 2D women you pay money to see and jack off to. The images on your computer screen that get you off so easily. I know you don't stroke it for more than a minute, and edging doesn't fucking count. I'm not talking about stopping and going. Why do you think you'd be able to last longer for a woman? Women need stimulation too, you know. We can't all get off so easily, you one-pump chump. You five-second loser. You white boy failure. Oh, I see that cock twitch. I'm not blind. Do you think the wall is sexy? Is that it? Well, you'd better start trying to find it sexy because I'm positive you'll never get a real woman like me. The wall is your best bet. Okay, now say, I'm sorry for being white. Good. Now say, black men get all the women. Say, I'm a white wussy and wussies don't get any pussy. Okay, and what are you sorry for? And what do black men get? And what shade of wussy are you? Right, white! You're a white boy through and through, aren't you? A pathetic little boy, not good enough to be a black man. And what don't you get? Say it again! Pussy! Look at the fucking wall, not me! Say it! You're fucking meaningless, you white boy. Good. Now that you've apologized, I want you to think about how you're going to make it up to us. How you're going to make it up to black men and snow bunnies everywhere. Have any ideas? Any clue as to what we want from you? Here's a hint. I talked about it in the last lesson. Were you paying attention? That's right. You're here to serve us. If we can't get you in concentration camps, then at least we can get your money and your service. Money and service. You know what you don't need for those things? That little pecker of yours. That little pasty pud you lie and call a dick. Those little berries that hang down below, smaller than 2 dimes. You know how big black bull balls are? You can't compete. You know what? I think I'm going to show you just how little you can compete. I would never, ever dare to harm a black man's jewels, to tarnish those beautiful, glorious black baby producers. But yours? Oh, I'll make yours infertile. I know you like that. Because I like that. I know you want to do the right thing. So I want you to take your hand off your pud. Good. Now line it up with your tiny berries. Good. Smack yourself for me. I know you can't hit it very hard. All of you white boys hit like sissies. You lose every single one of those white boy beatdown videos, but it's what you deserve. So do it. Wind up and do it. Between each smack, say, white boys can't compete. You're a genetic mistake. Next lesson.
You fucking white ugly dork. Women don't want you. Women do not want you.